well as any other restrictions. And also Keystone NXT herbicide is a restricted use pesticide. We know weeds like water hemp, Palmer amaranth, and giant ragweed continue to be some of the most challenging for corn farmers across the country. A strong weed control program can help keep these weeds from robbing yield. Resicor Rev and Cairo herbicides both provide excellent control of these key weeds with multiple modes of action and several weeks of residual activity. Resicor Rev herbicide contains three powerful modes of action, control more than 75 of the toughest broadleaf and grass weeds. Resicor Rev herbicide also offers flexibilities for farmers with pre-plant, pre-emergence, and post-emergence application options. Because of a wide application window, Cairo herbicide has the flexibility to fit in a wide variety of corn weed control programs. The new solution can be applied post-emergence on corn up to 24 inches tall. This flexibility will allow farmers to customize their application rates and timing to fit unique needs.
Visit Corteva.us to learn more. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Managing for Profit on Brownfield, a content partnership with Corteva Agriscience.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. The nation honoring those who've served in the military on Veterans Day. These ceremonies at Arlington National Cemetery, where President Biden said the nation's most sacred obligation is
prepare those we send into harm's way and to care for them and their families when they return home and when they don't.
At least one Veterans Day ceremony postponed because of dangerous conditions. That's in Passaic County, New Jersey, where wildfires are burning near the border with New York. These fires blamed for the weekend death of a New York State parks worker. President-elect Trump continues to fill out his administration. Multiple sources tell ABC he's expected to make his longtime advisor, Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff for policy. He played a key role in immigration policy in the first Trump term. And the wait continues to learn which party will control the House of Representatives. This is ABC News. Jurors in Delphi, Indiana, are into their fourth day of deliberations in the murder trial of Richard Allen. He's charged with killing two eighth-grade girls on a hiking trail in 2017. ABC's Alex Perez is outside the courthouse.
While Allen initially told police he was innocent, while in custody, he confessed to the murders more than 60 times. But defense attorneys calling those false confessions, telling jurors Allen suffers from mental illness that was made worse when he was kept in solitary confinement for more than a year, causing him, they say, to go in and out of psychosis.
Authorities say that more than half of the lab monkeys that escaped from a facility last week in South Carolina have been recaptured unharmed. 25 of the 43 rhesus macaques have been recovered. The group escaped through an unlocked door at the Alpha Genesis facility, where they're bred for research and medical use. Officials say a group of the fugitives still active along the compound's fence line, sleeping in trees overnight. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The news this hour from WRCO is sponsored by Right Way Shell. With fuel prices so high, Fuel Rewards Platinum status is your ticket to saving big at Shell. Save at least 10 cents per gallon on any fuel type. Combine it with your other rewards and unlock VIP experiences. Download the free Shell app today from the App Store or Google Play and cash in big time at Right Way Shell in Spring Green.
This afternoon, look for highs to be of around 50, northwest winds 15 to 25, partly cloudy. Tonight, clear skies, lows down to 27, north winds of 1 to 4. Tuesday, highs of 50 and mostly sunny. And on Wednesday, cloudy with light rain likely in the afternoon and evening, highs near 50. East winds are at 10 and it's 46 degrees.
Today's WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is brought to you by Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Buying a house is easier than you think with less than 20% down.
WRCO 100.9.
Good afternoon. Earlier this morning, I had the chance to be a part of the Veterans Day Assembly at the Richland Center High School. We would like to share with you audio from that program earlier today.
I want to start out by saying welcome to this year's Richland Center High School Veterans Day Assembly. On this day, we all come together to properly honor our veterans. Thank you to all the veterans in attendance today. thank you to everyone else. We will begin this year's program with the advancement of the colors. I will ask you to stand and to remain standing. It is appropriate to place your hand over your heart as the colors are advanced. Once the colors are advanced, the high school band will perform the Star Spangled Banner. Once the national anthem is complete, Lily Parker will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. We will remain standing the entire time and face the flag. After the pledge, I will give you the signal to be seated.
And salute.
Much to be thankful for on this Veterans Day, for the freedoms that many brave men and women have fought to protect. This program has been around for a very long time, and while times will continue to change, I'm glad to see that this is a program that remains constant. To let our veterans know that while the times do change, that our support for them will not. At this time, it is my privilege to introduce the Richland Middle School Band under the direction of Mrs. Pam Peterson-Kintz. The band will be performing American Declaration by Randall D. Standridge. Ladies and gentlemen, the Richland Middle School Band. Thank you, Mrs. Peterson-Kintz and members of the band for that patriotic performance. Next, we will be hearing from the Richland Center High School Symphonic Band under the direction of Mr. Jeff Behrens. The band will be performing Washington Post by John Philip Sousa. Thank you, members of the band, and Mr. Jeff Behrens for that impressive performance. Next, I have the privilege of introducing our honored guests in attendance today. I would ask that you honor each one of them after they are introduced with your applause. The first person I would like to introduce is our guest speaker, of whom I will more properly introduce later, retired Master Sergeant Sandra Kramer. Next, American Legion Post 13 Commander Dan Kramer. American Legion Riders 3rd District Director Mike Renish. American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13 President Cheryl McNerlin. The 48 Voyager Local 1268 Chef de Gare, Marlon Clark. Veterans of Foreign Wars Post 2267 Commander, March Freeman. VFW 2267 Auxiliary President, Janice Hill. Vietnam Chapter 7 President and Representative of the Military Order of the Purple Heart, Bill Lobeck. Gold Star Mothers, Betty Bowen. State of Wisconsin President of the Women's Relief Corps, Jill Bastuto. Daughters of the American Revolution Black Hawk Chapter, Karen Coe. Richland County Board Chairman, David Turk. Richland County Administrator, Candace Pesch. And Richland Center City Mayor, Todd Copernaw. I'm very thankful and to be able to honor our brave veterans who have served, who are serving, and then who will serve. We can take pride as a community who every year comes together to thank our veterans for all that they do and continue to do for our country. Our guest speaker today has given much to our community and to our country, retired Master Sergeant Sandra Kramer. Sandra was born in Richland Center. She is the daughter of Marcella and the late Alan Bob Coy Sr. She graduated in the top of her class from Weston High School, and a month and a half after graduation enlisted in the regular Air Force. She served over 21 years of active duty and retired as an E-7 Master Sergeant on December 31st of 1999. After retirement from active duty, she served over 8 years as inactive reserve for the Air Force. Her tours of duty not only encompassed Okinawa in Japan, but four countries in Europe and numerous Air Force bases from coast to coast in the lower 48 states. She served during Panama, Lebanon, and Grenada, Gulf War, and the Bosnian airstrikes. She has three brothers who served during Vietnam. One brother passed away December 10th of 2017. One sister who served during the Gulf War, and the youngest sister retired from teaching high school band and orchestra. Upon retirement from active duty Air Force, she returned home and worked in human resources at Rockwell Automation and was later hired by Richland County in August of 2001 to serve as the County Veteran Service Officer. She retired from Richland County in April of 2015. Her military decorations include the National Defense Service Medal, Air Force Good Conduct Medal with 6 oak leaf clusters, Air Force Achievement Medal with 1 oak leaf cluster, Air Force Accommodation Medal with 2 oak leaf clusters, Air Force Meritorious Service Medal, Air Force Outstanding Unit Award with 3 oak leaf clusters, Long Tour Overseas Ribbon, and the Short Tour Overseas Ribbon. She earned her college degree in aerospace technology in 1995. She is a member of the American Legion Post 13, American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13, the 48th, National Member of the Bugles Across America, Air Force Sergeants Association, and American Quarter Horse Association. She has served as the Richland County Veteran Service Officer, President of the Southwest County Veteran Service Officers Association, Secretary of the State of Wisconsin County Veteran Service Officers Association, Member of the State of Wisconsin County Veterans Service Officers Association Legislative Committee, Commander of American Legion Post 13, Adjutant of the American Legion Richland County Council, President of American Legion Auxiliary Unit 13, President of the American Legion Auxiliary Richland County Council, and Chef de Gare of the 488 Locale 1268. She currently serves on the Richland County Transportation Committee as Chair, Richland County Community and Health Standing Committee, Pine Valley Subcommittee, Adjutant of the American Legion Post 13 since 2017, Commander of American Legion Richland County Council, and Supervisor for District 4 and Cazenovia Ward 1 of the Richland County Board. She is married to Daniel, who retired as a Senior Master Sergeant, E-8, from the Air Force, serving over 22 years active duty. They reside in the Cazenovia area and have 3 daughters and 2 grandsons, Max and Alex. It is my privilege at this time, if you will help me welcome, retired Master Sergeant Sandra Kramer.
Thank you for the introduction, Bo. Good morning. Good morning. What do you mean? Do you wish to me a good morning? Or do you want it to be a good morning whether I want it or not? Or do you mean to say you feel good on this particular morning? Or are you saying that this is a morning to be good on? The answer? All of the above, especially this morning, for today is Veterans Day. I'd like to welcome the staff, students, parents, honored guests, veterans' families, and especially my fellow veterans. This morning, I'm going to use the words that a great actor, artist, and comedian used on one of his broadcasts when Americans had forgotten who they were. And sometimes we still do forget. He was Red Skelton, who was born in Indiana on July 18, 1913, and passed away on September 17, 1997. He was a great man, and his mission in life was to make people laugh. Here are his words. We have, and still do recite, the Pledge of Allegiance. But lately, it seems it is becoming monotonous to you. If I may I recite it and try to explain to you the meaning of each word. I, me, an individual, a committee of one, pledge, dedicate all of my worldly goods to give without self-pity. Allegiance, my love and devotion to the flag. Our standard, oh glory, a symbol of freedom. Whenever she waves, there is respect, because your loyalty has given her a dignity that shouts freedom is everybody's job. United means we have all come together. States, individual communities that have united into 48 great states, 48 individual communities with pride and dignity and purpose, all divided with an imaginary boundaries, but yet united for country. And to the Republic, a state in which solid power is invested in representatives chosen by the people to govern. And government is the people, and it's from the people to the leaders, not from the leaders to the people, for which it stands, one nation, meaning so blessed by God, indivisible, incapable of being divided, with liberty, which is freedom, the right of power to live one's own life without threats, fear, or some sort of retaliation. And justice, the principle or quality of dealing fairly with others, for all, which means it is as much your country as it is mine. Since then, when Red Skelton recited this pledge as a small boy, two words, under God, were added, and two states, Alaska and Hawaii, have joined our union. So when you next recite the Pledge of Allegiance, try and remember the meaning of the words. Say the pledge with enthusiasm and heartfelt warmth, and thank a veteran for his or her service, who was willingly ready to pay the ultimate sacrifice, if necessary, to allow you to recite out loud and in a group the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandra, for your service and those words. The Richland Center Concert Choir may now take their positions. They will be singing Blades of Grass and Pure White Stones by Keith Christopher, under the direction
of Mrs. Elizabeth Niemeyer and accompanied by Dr. Dale Sinnott. Thank you very much, members of the choir, Mrs. Niemeyer, and Dr. Sinnott for that performance. At this time, we will be moving on to the closing ceremony. There will be a rifle salute shortly. For those attending the program for the first time, you should make a mental note that the rifle salute will be loud. I ask that you prepare yourself now so that our response is an appropriate one. Once the rifle salute is complete, taps will be performed by Merritt Delagrave and Gabriel Drosem, followed by a moment of silence. We will face the flag then as it is retrieved. Would you join me though at this time by facing east in the direction of the choir for the closing ceremony? Let us now face the flag as the colors are retrieved.
Thank you. You may be seated. This concludes today's Veterans Day program. On behalf of the American Legion Post 13, who puts on the program annually, we would like to thank Mrs. Peterson-Kintz, Mr. Behrens, and Mrs. Niemeyer, and members of the bands and choirs for your performance today. Thank you as well to everyone who came out to this program. Thank you to Sandra Kramer for your words and service. Thank you to all veterans on this special day and all days that follow for continuing to defend this country and our freedoms.
It's been a while. Gotta talk to you, gotta catch you up on the hill I'm in right now. Yeah, whiskey drink. Now you won't believe the things I said, the way she left, the way they're leaving all the way down. It might take all night to get her off my mind. I need you one more time. Yeah, be a good friend. Come on. That you got my back, that you're in it with me till the bottle's empty, just like you always have. Well, come on, help me out.
Oh, help me out.
Just get me back. I'd rather be hungover than cold sober, still hung up on goodbye. So come on, whiskey drink. I don't wanna think about who she's with, the way she is, or how bad I miss her now.
Strong, make a memory gone before you let me leave. Come on, whiskey drink.
There you go, a couple patriotic tunes on this Veterans Day, and hope you enjoyed the audio from today's Richland Center High School Veterans Day Assembly. A lot of great talent there, especially when it comes to the band and or the bands in the choir. Just really impressive to see them, you know, do such a great job. And of course, another great speech by Sandra Kramer, as are the guest speakers they always get for each year. Just very, very well thought out with what they say. It was a good time, so I really enjoyed being a part of it. My thanks go out to the staff over there, the Richland Center High School, and all of those who helped make it a successful event. Right now, let's head back to some music with John Barry and the Balloon Song.
I set a friend of mine up on a date, I told him I'd watch his son for the day. And we had a ball, playing games, eating dogs, riding rides at the county fair. I thought that he was just being a kid. When we got back to my place, and he did what he did on a balloon that he'd won, he wrote, "Mama, I had fun. I missed you, I wished you were there." I wasn't sure what he had in mind till he jumped up and ran outside, and he let it go. I struggled for something to say, but I was too choked up and lacking the kind of faith he had in his heart. Before I could start, he led me back inside. He gave me his Crayola pen and said, "I bet there's a message that you'd like to send." No doubt he was right. He'd been locked up inside since my granddaddy said goodbye. I took that yellow balloon and I wrote till I ran out of room. Then I set a friend of mine up on a date.
She said it's just a woman thing, pulled out of the drive. I said not to worry, I'm an understanding guy. I heard that when you love someone, gotta let them go. She hollered, "When I find myself, you'll be the first to know." Ooh, no, no. I learned to do the laundry, feed the cat, and clean the house.
I promised to be patient while she worked her problems out. When she packed her bags, her destination wasn't clear, but I sensed that her intentions were honest and sincere. Ooh, no news. She could tell a phone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send the pigeon, send the fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code. I prefer a bad excuse, no news. Her mama's been a little vague to her whereabouts. Her sister says, I'm certain your romance is headed south. I don't have a single doubt that she's still in love. My level of anxiety is just a product of, ooh, no news. She could tell a phone, tell a friend, tell a lie about where she's been. Send a pigeon, send the fax, write it on a post-it pad. Send a signal up in smoke, tap it out in Morse code.
Don't need a wild veil. I got a black dress. No preacher, not yet. Don't have the blues. Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. This Wednesday sale at the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca begins at 11:30. This auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding-age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit StadyAuction.com and don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning at 11:30. The Richland Cattle Center wants to thank all the veterans for their service and dedication.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Apples are in good supply at Oakwood Fruit Farm. Pick up some Honeycrisp, Macintosh, Cortland, and other varieties for cooking and eating. Other treats include fresh apple cider donuts, take and bake pies, and fresh apple cider. Every Tuesday, get 10% off all apple purchases. Apples make great gifts. Open 9 until 4, 7 days a week. Oakwood Fruit Farm, south of Ithaca on Apple Ridge Road. Just follow the signs and like them on Facebook.
Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family fun. Oakwood Fruit Farms, that's the one for family.
Whether it's on the farm, at the job site, or just the front lawn, NAPA has the parts to get the job done. Hydraulic hoses, PTO drive shafts, even bucket teeth are just some of the parts that can be found at NAPA. For smaller equipment like lawnmowers, snowblowers, or snowmobiles, we carry essential maintenance items such as belts, filters, and fluids. Stop in today at NAPA Auto and Truck Parts, Highway 14 East Richland Center and Highway 61 Bosqueville.
Just like no two people are the same, no 2 days are the same. We start them and end them at different times. And in between, we all do very different things. Yet there is something we all have in common. Knowing your local Touchstone Energy Cooperative is here to power every moment of every day. Because no matter when it starts, we never stop.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
100.9 WRCO. November is for giving thanks, and today we express our deepest gratitude to veterans whose sacrifices ensure our way of life. This message has been sponsored by Tri-County Building Supply, Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, and by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. She meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. My head. this 45? Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Daniels pouring. Guess she got some nerve, but she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. First thought in my mind each time I try to think. Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. Please don't take her love away from me. I'm begging you, friend, don't take her, she's all I've got. She's all the love I know. She could kiss the ground in the winter time and make